This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes five times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
A total eclipse of the sun over Texas is not a once-in-a-lifetime event. It's more like a once-in-every-third lifetime occurrence. The last time it happened here, before April 8th, July 29th, 1878. So there was a lot of hype, but before we get to that and the fun stuff, like the beauty of it all, let's talk science. UNT solar physicist Dr. Rebecca Purvis says when the moon orbits the sun every month, the orbit's a little tilted above or below. It's rare for it to pass on a line exactly that connects the Earth and the sun, and most of the time,
the eclipse itself, the shadow on the Earth, is over the ocean. It's very rare that it even falls over the United States.
From Canada, the eclipse path took it over Buffalo, Cleveland, Cincinnati, Indianapolis, Little Rock, and into Texas, a swath from Paris, Dallas, Fort Worth, Waco, Killeen, Temple, Austin, San Antonio, to Eagle Pass. In North Texas, a megalopolis of more than 7 million entirely inside the path of totality. In fact, 12 million people in Texas within the path, by far the largest of any state. Dallas hosted hundreds of thousands of people, and the Dallas Office of Emergency Management activated at Joint Operations Center.
And the purpose there is to support the on-scene coordination of anything that needs to happen there, resolve resource needs, etc.
Serious words from Emergency Management Director Travis Houston, who told people to get there early, be ready to stay late. Visit Dallas, Jennifer Walker.
Hotel rooms are full by and large downtown. We have 35,000 rooms citywide, which is great from an economic impact standpoint.
Dallas County was closed for business. Ennis, a town of 20,000, expected 10 times their population to witness. Their Ashley Colonga says they were ready for everything.
We're bringing in additional ambulance service. Our police department is partnering with other agencies to bring in some additional resources there. We're hiring some private security for our downtown watch party. We're bringing in a helicopter to be at our hospital.
You gotta eat too. Bogota, Texas, some 25 miles southeast of Paris. 1,150 people live there. Mayor Larry Hinesley says the city brought in some reinforcements.
We have some food vendors that'll be right close into town and trying to make it as nice and easy for folks to access along the way.
The eclipse started around 12:15, a partial eclipse, strange shadows, and a wait for the moon to completely swallow the sun. And when it did, KRLD's reporters were everywhere.
The crowd is erupting in applause and cheers right now. I just made a friend, Michelle Akoba. She's from Alaska, came here just for today. Michelle, what do you think?
This is absolutely amazing. I have no words.
And I just see a little dot of the sun, and we are right about there. Boom shakalaka, we have got Corona in Sigaville.
It is like nighttime here, like a night football game here right now. A lot of people have their cameras out. You can just see the Corona, the circle, like everybody describes right now. And everybody's watching, everybody's cheering here. Very electric crowd. You can hear them all screaming.
With totality came the ring of fire, a safe and short span to ditch the eclipse glasses. The skies briefly darken. Darian watched from the Arboretum in Dallas.
Witnessing something like that reminds me of how small I am and just kind of my greater purpose.
The consensus, 5+ stars, 2 thumbs up, A+. And we hope you enjoy the event. The next one isn't going to happen until 2317. From the 24-Hour News Center, Barbara Schwartz, News Radio 1080 KRLD.